Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Ernie of National Opinion Surveys. We're just conducting we're talking to people in your area today, and we would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Awesome. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place safe where you can talk?
I am currently in my house on the couch.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, in which state do you currently live in?
California.
Okay. Now, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
Inside.
Inside. Okay. Now, just to confirm, is your zip code 95219?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or for a political party or a candidate for a political office?
No.
No. Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher association?
No.
No. Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
2001.
2001?
Yes.
Give me one second here. Okay. Now, just keep in mind that I'm reading verbatim. Is which of the following best describes you? Are you a woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
A man, okay. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? Okay. Now, for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
Chinese.
Chinese, so that would be Asian, correct?
Yes.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Senior year, 12th grade.
Okay, so that would be high school, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or a guardian to?
Say that again.
Yes. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or a guardian to?
I am not a parent or a guardian to any children.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, it's okay. Just let me know so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is going to be Interior Superintendent Tracy E. Miller. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards her?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. And what about teachers' union? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards them?
I don't know much about them.
Okay. And what about Mayor Kevin Lincoln? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards him?
I don't know much about them.
No problem. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is private and parochial schools in Stockton. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know much about them.
Okay. What about traditional public schools in Stockton?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And what about magnet schools in Stockton?
Don't know much about them.
Okay. Public charter schools in Stockton?
I'm favorable with them.
Would that be very or somewhat?
I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. Now, will you say that public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is it public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
I'd say it's on the right track. Yeah.
Right track. Okay, thank you. Now, who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? Do you think it's the school board, the mayor of Stockton, the state legislature, superintendent, school district officials, the teachers union, or the governor? Which one do you think is responsible?
Can you list that out again?
Yes, the school board, the mayor of Stockton, the state legislature, the superintendent and school district officials, the teachers union, or the governor? which one do you think they're responsible for the quality of local public schools?
I would say, I'm sorry, can you please repeat them all again?
So the question is, who will you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? Is it the school board, the mayor of Stockton, the state legislature, the superintendent, the school district officials, the teachers union, or the governor?
I would say maybe the school board.
The school board, okay. Now, how important do you think it is to all that all parents have the availability to choose at school the best meets their child's needs? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
I say very important.
Thank you so much. Now, do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or none at all?
I would say some.
Some, okay. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton? Do you favor or oppose?
So
I have strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I would say somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay, thank you. We're almost wrapping it up. Thank you for staying on the phone with me. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one, are public schools. Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or not at all?
Wait, what?
Okay, so are public schools, do you think that charter schools are described as public schools?
I would say no. So.
No? Okay, so would that be not well or none at all?
Not well.
Okay, the next one, help improve the entire public system. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Okay. Serve mostly low-income students. Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or none at all?
I would say somewhat well.
Okay. Are tuition free? Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat, not well, or not at all?
Very.
Okay. Are nonprofit? Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or not at all?
I would say very.
Okay. Serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or none at all?
Very well.
Okay. The last one, are open to all. Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or none at all?
I would say somewhat not.
Somewhat not. Okay. Now, and over the past years, has your opinion or position of public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Has not changed one way or another.
Thank you. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your vote?
Wouldn't really have an effect.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking some more about politics, local elections, many people that we have spoken with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Do you vote always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Never.
Never, okay. Now, in the following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statement represents how you feel about this community. Is it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all? The first one, improvements to local schools will make me feel better about this community. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well.
The next one, increasing the availability of public charter schools will improve local schools in my community. Do you think it's very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
somewhat. Okay. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone with a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Do you think it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Wait, say that again?
Yes. How would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone with a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Do you think it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say not so good.
Okay. Now, we're almost wrapping it up. Please listen to the proposal that is being considered here in San Quentin. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an association's degree from college, have paid main full internships, and be ready for jobs or further college education. Do you support or oppose to this proposal?
So it's hard for me to answer this one because I came from a school that did that stuff.
Okay. So you kind of know what I'm talking about then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say...
So the options that I have here is strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I would say not, somewhat not.
So somewhat oppose?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, from which or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? Is it local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, local TV news, local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, social media, national network TV news or cable TV, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, or none of this?
I would say none of this.
None of this. Okay. Let me click on that here. Okay. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, a retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I am currently employed.
Employed. Okay. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
What if I don't know or don't remember?
Okay, so we have here, the options that I have here is Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
I would say Democrat.
Democrat, would that be strongly Democrat or not so strong?
I would say not so strong.
Okay, now how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are you low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I would say low class.
Low class? I'm sorry, you said middle class?
Middle class.
Okay. Well, that was the last question on my survey today. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. It means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you stay safe out there, sir.
All right.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.